This is Scary Stories for Creepy Kids.
I'm Ayla.
And I'm Kella.
This story is called Bubba and the Haunted Fall Fair. This story is brought to you by Mr. Matt's Storytime Podcast. You can find it anywhere you find our podcasts, and by his friend Connor, age 5 and a half, from Pennsylvania, USA. Bubba asked. Yeah, spooky? A concerned BB added. The giraffe calves were apprehensive or unsure about their family's plans of going to a place called the Haunted Fall Fair.
It'll be fun, kiddos. Trust me. It won't be too scary.
Daddy tried to reassure Bubba and BB, but they didn't drop their skeptical expressions. The local farm put on a fall festival every year, mostly focusing on the harvest. This year, decided to mix it with Halloween. There would be the normal stuff, like burlap sack slides, pumpkin apple cider donuts, but with a fun, kid-friendly spooky twist.
I'm really excited about the haunted corn maze. I've always liked corn mazes. They're fun, but I also like how, in Spanish, corn is maize, which sounds like maize.
This was not the first time the kids had heard their daddy say this.
We know, Daddy, we know.
Bubba said exasperatedly. He was tired of hearing it. Everyone piled into the car and off they went. It was a short ride over to the farm. There were spooky signs up announcing that the new Haunted Fall Festival was just around the corner. Bubba was relieved that they were going during the day and not at night, or else he'd be really scared. He knew the big kids went out at night, and they liked to play along and make things even spookier. Bubba's daddy parked the car and everybody hopped out, the parents more eagerly than the calves. Bubba saw a sign for the corn maze, and it didn't look so bad. It just had cartoony-looking ears of corn on the sides of the sign. And the corn had vampire fangs, which on corn just looks silly. That gave him just enough courage to get in line. And when Bubba showed bravery, his little sister Bebe copied him and acted bravely too. She adored her older brother and took her cues from him, even though sometimes she probably shouldn't. But she was little and didn't know when to follow him and when not to, so she copied him no matter what. After a few minutes of waiting, since they wanted people to enter the maze a few minutes apart so as to not ruin any surprises, the giraffe stepped into the maze and gave it a go. The corn stalks were high, even taller than the giraffes, so they blocked out the sun. This made the path shadowy and spooky, creating dark corners that Bubba and Bebe made sure to steer clear of. Each turn the calves made filled them with suspense, not knowing what was around the corner. One turn was a huge cardboard cutout of an ear of corn pretending to be Frankenstein. Except this Frankenstein, instead of neck bolts, had corn on the cob knobs sticking out. The next turn revealed a giant pumpkin painted purple with a point hat, pretending to be a witch. Bubba and Bebe both giggled at these spooks. They look so silly. There was no way to make vegetables scary. Leading up to the final turn, there were many signs posted along the path that said things like danger ahead, beware, and proceed at your own risk. Baba didn't know how to read all those words yet, but he got the gist. The next turn was going to be the spookiest yet. He felt confident, though, that he wasn't going to be frightened. He'd handled the other attempts bravely, so he felt particularly courageous. Plus, having BB look at him for protection made him feel strong and a good big brother. A few more steps and they'd make the fateful turn. Three more. Two. One. He heard it before he saw it. That laugh! Yikes!
Hey!
Baba exclaimed once he saw it.
You're not scary. You're silly.
Baba stood face to face with a jack-o'-lantern, headed pile of corn, wrapped in a dark cloak.
Piles of corn don't need heads. They're just piles of corn.
Baba laughed to himself, so of course BB laughed too. Mommy and Daddy smiled.
See, bud? When you face your fears, you gain confidence and realize there was nothing to be afraid of after all.
The end.
Creepy Kids on Amazon. Also, send us your own scary stories and we might include it on a future episode. Email us at scarystoriesforcreepykids@gmail.com. Peace out! Bye! Bye.
We're so excited to announce we're working with Fangoria! As in the go-to magazine for all horror things. Shop at shop.fangoria.com. That's shop.fangoria.com. And snag some swag. Use code SCARYSTORIESFORCREEPYKIDS to get 20% off your order. Peace out. Bye. Bubba was relieved that they were going during the day. Of an ear of like burlap sap slides.